looking at the two different types of editing, either cut and splice editing or what I refer to as the filtering. And there are changes being made to what studios and the directors intended for you to see. The big issue here is creative control. Editing companies have tried to turn this into a battle over who gets to decide what your children watch. Should it be you? Should it be, you know, a studio, somebody from California who doesn't, you know, live in your community, doesn't know anything about your family? And it's not really about that. It's about who gets to decide what happens with something that you create after it's out in the community. Now, the different types of editing are both objectionable. Either one of them can be used to remove objectionable material, but there's also a risk that if it's legal to take things out, that it might be legal to add things in. And then we could have, you know, Disney movies that somebody edits and makes as an R-rated movie. It's a very disturbing prospect to a lot of people.
It's not just talking about taking out a scene, but it's, you know, include drawing clothes on someone. And I assume lots of times, too, altering maybe profanity.
Sure. What's interesting to note is that in April of this year, Congress passed a new law called the Family Entertainment and Copyright Act of 2005. Title II of this act provides an exemption from copyright infringement for those who cause the skipping of audio and video content in motion pictures. What's interesting to note is that this particular law does not include an exemption for addition or insertion of new material. And so in cases where the corset is added to the figure of a person in Titanic, the nude scene where Kate Winslet is given a corset is not something that would be exempted.
No, but the studios do approve of movies on TV where the same thing is done.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. There are versions of some movies that have been edited. We see examples of these on network television. We see them, you know, on airline edits of movies. The difference from these movies that are edited by third parties is that the directors are not involved at all. The studios are not involved at all. They don't have any creative control over this. In the cases of network television versions, the directors are usually very involved in that.
Could there be a day where we walk into your retail store and see an edited version of a movie next to the original version?
You know, I think that's definitely possible. It would make sense for studios to look into doing this. There seems to be a large interest in having edited movies by, you know, some consumers. If they have the edited movies already for a number of them from the network presentations and from having edited them to show on airlines, many movies already exist with, you know, the original theatrical release. There's the director's cut. There's the, you know, extended version. There's a version with lots of deleted scenes. And so why not add one more version out there?